PageTurners.com podcast. The goal of these podcasts is to encourage you and to strengthen you to live a normal Christian life and a normal church life, so that you might be one whom God can use to turn this age. My name is Ricky Acosta, and today we will continue our fellowship in the line that we call Flee and Pursue. And with today's installment, we'd like to continue our talk on the matter of being a pattern to the believers. 1 Timothy 4:12 says, "Let no one despise your youth, but be a pattern to the believers in word, in conduct, in love, in faith, in purity." Last time, we mentioned that it is not too much to consider that a young person, a teenager, someone in their early 20s, newly saved, can be a pattern to all the believers. What an encouragement it is when the young people have such a living in which they become patterns to the saints. This is a great, great encouragement to the brothers and sisters in the church life. Last time we focused on the matter of word, being a pattern in word. We'd like to go on to the matter of conduct. We need to be a pattern to the believers in conduct. This is referring to our manner of life, our daily living. Brothers and sisters, it's not good enough that we would be in the church meetings and say something, prophesy in a strong way, even release our spirit. That must be backed up by the proper conduct outside of the meeting. We must have a proper manner of life. And this includes not only in the church life, but in all areas of our living. In 1 Timothy chapter 3, in verse 15, Paul says to Timothy, "If I delay, I write that you may know how one ought to conduct himself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and base of the truth." We must know how to conduct ourselves in the house of God. But also, we need to know how to conduct ourselves before all men in all areas of our daily life, including at home and at school and with our friends. This is not merely a matter of being good. Actually, this is a matter of letting the Lord come forth through us, shine through us in practical ways in our daily life. In Matthew 5:16, it says, "Let your light shine before men, so that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in the heavens." The things that we do in our daily life and the way that we conduct ourselves, we could actually let the Lord shine through us, through our human virtues. This is not a matter of calling on the Lord at school or prayer reading. This is a matter of doing all the things that we need to do in our daily life. But as we do them, actually, the light of the Lord within our spirit is shining out through our human vessel. And through this, people see on one hand our good works, but actually, God is being glorified. The Apostle Peter actually speaks a lot about our manner of life in his first epistle. In 1 Peter 1:5, he talks about a holy manner of life. In chapter 2, verse 12, he talks about having an excellent manner of life. And finally, in chapter 3, verse 16, he talks about having a good manner of life in Christ. Oh, dear brothers and sisters, imagine a young person having a normal living, but their living is holy. It's excellent, and it's good. How? Not by the natural goodness, not by trying to be a good person and do all the right things, but by our good manner of life in Christ. This is a matter of having the goodness of Christ come out through our good works in our daily life. Besides 1 Timothy 4:12, the Apostle Paul also touches the matter of our conduct. And in Paul's writings, we see a very practical way how to carry out such a manner of life. In Hebrews 13:18, it says, "Pray for us, for we are persuaded that we have a good conscience, desiring in all things to conduct ourselves honorably." Oh, dear young brothers and sisters, we should have such a desire that we would conduct ourselves honorably at all times. But Paul connects this matter with a good conscience. The way to make sure that our conduct is honorable, it's excellent, proper, and good, is to always make sure we don't offend our conscience, that we always have a good conscience. In 1 Thessalonians 2:10, Paul was speaking to the Thessalonian believers, these new believers, and he says, "You are witnesses as well as God, how in a holy and righteous and blameless manner we conducted ourselves toward you who believe." It was this holy, righteous, and blameless manner of life, this kind of conduct, that actually opened the hearts of the Thessalonian believers to Paul and the other brothers, to the apostles, so that they had the ground to preach the gospel to them. Brothers and sisters, we need to have a holy and righteous and blameless manner of life. We should not do things, say things that give ground for others to say something negative about our testimony. To be righteous, or to have a righteous manner of life in this verse, just means that we have lived according to our conscience. We don't go against our conscience. And to be blameless means that we do not give the ground for others to blame us or to talk negatively about us. Such a manner of life affects people and even opens the door for the gospel. And this is what Paul is also referring to in Philippians 1, verse 27, where he says, "Only conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ." Our living affects the way of the gospel. If we have a kind of a living that is full of blame, that gives ground for others to speak negatively about us, it will be very difficult to preach the gospel to them later. So, brothers and sisters, this matter of having the proper conduct in our daily life is very important. Then in Acts 23:1, it says concerning Paul when he's giving his testimony before the Sanhedrin, "And Paul, looking intently at the Sanhedrin, said, 'Men, brothers, I have conducted myself in all good conscience before God until this day.'" Paul's living, Paul's conduct, Paul's manner of life was to have a good conscience. By having a good conscience, his testimony was preserved. This verse is connected with Acts 24:16. "Because of this, I also exercise myself to have always a conscience without offense toward God and men." Here it talks about exercising ourselves to have a conscience without offense. Actually, brothers and sisters, this is the real exercise of our spirit. Our spirit has these three functions of conscience, fellowship, and intuition. And when we exercise our conscience, when we exercise to have a conscience without offense, this is an exercise of our spirit. And this is a practical way to have the proper conduct, a proper manner of life. To be a pattern to the believers in conduct, we also need to have a proper living before the saints, especially in the areas of the church service and in the church meetings. It would be so good if all the young people would give themselves to serve in the practical services in the church life, in the cleaning service, in the gardening service, in the chair arranging service. By being faithful in these services, we establish a good pattern, and our living can be an encouragement to all the brothers and sisters. And I hope that many of the young people would serve with the children. Oh, please, if you serve with the children, you must realize that your conduct, your living, the way you are, speaks much more than your spoken word, than what you teach them through the lessons that you give. They look at you. They actually many times want to mimic you or imitate you. So when you're serving the children, it means a lot, even how you dress and how you have your hair and how you conduct yourselves. It means a lot how early you come to the meeting and what your attitude is in the meeting. Oh, brothers and sisters, our manner of life before the brothers and sisters and before their children means a lot. It's possible to share a good lesson in the children's meeting with the children. And so on one hand, we're building up, yet by the way we conduct ourselves in the Lord's table meeting, or by the way we dress, being sloppy or worldly in our dress, we could be tearing down what we just built up. So we must pay attention to our manner of life, which involves also how we conduct ourselves and our deportment and how we dress. So, brothers and sisters, all these matters, they really count when it comes to wanting to be the proper pattern to the believers. It would be so good if we had in the churches a generation of young people who have a holy, excellent, good, and honorable manner of life. They conduct themselves in an honorable way. What an encouragement this would be to all the saints. And this really would edify and build the saints and build the church. Don't think that this is too much. Don't think that you are too young to be a proper pattern to the believers and to encourage the other brothers and sisters. We just need to let our light shine. We need to have a good manner of life in Christ. How we want to have encourage you all to have the proper contact with the Lord every day, and then just let the Lord shine out of you through all the normal daily things in your living. I hope that through this fellowship, you could be encouraged and even challenged to come to the Lord and to tell the Lord, Lord, do this in me. Lord, make me a pattern to the believers. Lord, I want to know how to conduct myself in your house. May the Lord strengthen you and work this out in you. Well, that's all the time that we have for today. We always are encouraged to hear from you and to receive feedback. Please contact us with feedback from either this podcast, this series of talks, or any of the material that we have on ageturners.com. Oh, Lord Jesus, we love you. Lord Jesus, make your home in our hearts a little bit more today. For ageturners.com, this is Ricky Acosta.